welcome to episode 48 of Comics and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Lumpy.
And this is the review show that reviews comics, chronologically, kind of. I forgot what chronologically was.
Commonogically?
Yes.
Commonogically.
All right, so we're still, I guess we're still on hiatus because we had to do an extra episode because Uncle Chris has a life.
Yeah, that's a shame. And they still made me work, though.
Yes, we did.
Anyway, we're going into the first of our technically hiatus episodes with our PSA, Captain America Meets the Asthma Monster. It was released in December 1987. It is 18 pages long. There is no credit for the editor-in-chief of this comic, but the cover artist is Alex Suvolk. The writer is Louis Simonson. The penciler is Alex Sevuick. The inker, Fred Frederick. Colorist, Paul Beckin. Letter is Rick Parker. Editor, Howard Mackey. All right, into the comic.
Did you say 18 pages long?
18 pages long.
Our average is usually 13 pages. This didn't seem like 18 pages.
It's because nothing happens in this comic.
That's true. Yes, it does. We get a monster. Sorry,
no,
spoiler.
No, we really don't. So, yeah, this is our first Captain America comic, technically.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys have any history with Captain America? Know anything about him?
Mm.
Marvel's your territory, isn't it, Lump?
I really like Captain America. It's not my favorite comic. I don't read a whole lot of it, so I don't really have much.
I like Captain America. I went back and read a lot of his beginning. I actually watched his serial, and I watched all the older Captain America movies too. Did you get to the serial yet, TJ?
The 1940 serial?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it. It was the first movie review I did.
That's what I was asking. It's not great, but it's good. I mean, it's neat to watch, but it's not great.
It's ridiculous, and it's the same thing happens every episode. They end on a cliffhanger that he easily gets out of in the next episode.
It's been years. I remember he looked really weird, though. Like, he didn't have the Captain America uniform, right? He just had, like, a helmet with wings on it.
Yeah, and he didn't have a shield. He carried a gun.
That's right. He did carry a gun.
And he killed a lot of people.
I did like the 40s Batman serial better than the Captain America serial.
Yeah, we didn't do that one.
Well,
Batman carried a gun, too.
Well,
in that serial? I don't know.
I don't know. Just in the early.
Oh, in the Batman. Beginning of this, he did. Yeah, in the beginning of our comic books, he did. Yeah.
Yes.
So, this cover. The monster, you guys probably don't even know what I'm talking about, but he looks like a Sleestak. Do you know what a Sleestak is?
I know the name. I don't know what it is.
It's from Land of the Lost, the TV series, and he looks almost exactly, only if his eyes were different, he would look exactly like a Sleestak on this cover anyway.
I remember Land of the Lost, but I don't remember what a Sleestak is.
They were the lizard people that, like, prayed around the big glowing rock, I believe. It's been a long time since I've seen the show. But
it's been a long time since I've seen it.
Anyway, so the cover itself is, as you said, a reptilian-looking guy with, like, Mr. Freeze's ray gun.
Yeah, kind of.
As he sprays purple mist at Captain America and punching his shield, while children are holding inhalers and a man's choking on the ground.
Yes. He's got a weird jetpack on his back, it looks like, too, but I think that's part of the gun, right? Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I'm assuming this is a scene from the comic in the doctor's office later.
Maybe.
Because it looks like it.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is compliments of your physician and Glaxo Incorporated from the Marvel Comics group.
So they must have handed these out in the doctor's offices, right?
I'm not sure where they handed them out, but they did hand them out.
Says compliments of your physician, makes me feel like they were sitting in the waiting room.
Right, like they left them in the waiting room for you guys to pick them up while you were there.
It's possible, but it also could have been one of those, like, school things where they just hand you free stuff.
Possibility, yeah, you're
right.
You
know what I mean? Because it's, like, free comic book about asthma, sure. All right. Anything else about this comic cover?
It says, and Glaxo Incorporated. Apparently, they were bought out by SmithKline, and now it's GlaxoSmithKline even to this day.
Huh. Never even heard of that, because...
No, me neither.
My dad worked for SmithKline Beecham.
Right. It's actually, it was GlaxoSmithKline Beecham, and I believe they just dropped the Glaxo at the front of it.
I didn't know that. It's pretty interesting.
Huh. All right. Onward into the story, where we get the origin of Captain America for some reason.
Yeah, well, because...
origin of Captain America, but...
I know why. Because Stan Lee's motto was that every comic could be someone's first comic. So they can't just be introduced to Captain America, they gotta be told where he came from.
I guess that's fair, because I think in the last PSA we got a origin for Spider-Man, didn't we?
Yeah, I believe we did, too.
We did.
Yeah, because Stan Lee always said that. Every comic could be someone's first comic.
That's fair. Well, if you didn't know, Captain America takes a serum and becomes Captain America. So
yeah.
He looks like Stretch Armstrong.
I was just saying, I wonder what comic... This isn't from the original first Captain America comic, right?
No, not that I'm aware of. I'm pretty sure this is like a quick, like, semi-made-up version just for this, because it cuts out a lot of stuff, and it's a little bit different. Like, him drinking the thing, it's not the same as the origin that I know of.
Okay.
Well, anyway, on to the actual comic itself. Attack of the Asthma Monster is the name of this title. So we start in a classroom where the kids are talking about Captain America is going to be at a mall for some reason.
Yeah, he's apparently signing autographs or something.
And I don't know who this kid is. So this kid starts talking about how Captain America is awesome.
John.
And he starts coughing. And then the kids start making fun of him for coughing.
I know, it's ridiculous. They're telling him they don't let sickos like you in to see Captain America.
Yeah. These kids are bullying him for having asthma.
Yes, and nothing's done to these kids except for they get called a name, too, and that's it.
Yeah, it's kind of lame, honestly.
Yeah.
Lump, did you ever get bullied for having asthma?
Not for having asthma. I don't remember having, like, an asthma attack. You probably made fun of me more about having asthma than anybody else.
Me?
Yeah, you.
I don't remember.
When I used to have to sit with my machine for a little while.
Now, you don't have any problems with that anymore, do you?
Not until, like, the last year and a half.
Oh, wow.
I have an inhaler now again, and it's all because of my allergies now, I guess. But I didn't have any problems with it from, like, 12 till 30-something.
And did you ever have an asthma attack at school like this kid?
No.
No. Okay. Because that would be kind of embarrassing, though, I think. Especially, like, nowadays, maybe not. But back when I was a kid, they would pick on you. You'd be the wheezing kid for the rest of your life.
For the rest of my life. I never did that in school, no. Just my cousins made fun of me for having asthma. That's all.
I don't put it past myself. I just don't remember it. But... So, yeah, I don't know. These kids' reaction to this kid choking, I don't think they would be bullying him. I think they'd be, like, scared.
Right. I don't know. Kids are mean, though. They'd probably laugh at him if he died. They'd probably be like, ha, you're dead. Kids are nasty. Especially back then. Like, nowadays, it's you know, they know not to bully and stuff like that. But back then, they were mean kids. I remember kids being nasty.
The teachers could be nasty, too, depending on if they liked you or not.
True.
Well, to be fair, this kid's having an asthma attack, and the teacher did not even move towards him. She just says to go to the nurse's office.
Walk yourself down to the infirmary.
He can't breathe. She sends him down the hallway. Yeah, what the heck?
It's not like, go get the nurse or anything.
No. They don't even call down to the nurse. He walks in and says, I'm having trouble breathing.
Right. And then the nurse goes and gets some medicine. Can you take medicine for asthma? It's not just an inhaler?
I just assumed.
It depends. I used to take steroids and stuff. They used to give me all different stuff. There would be things that would... Like, my doctor used to tell me to drink coffee because the caffeine would open up my lungs.
I assumed with this that she gave him a glass of water after his inhaler, and she was calling his inhaler medicine because they do it again later on in the comic.
She says, here's some water, John. Take your medicine and go lie down.
Yeah.
But he has, like, something in his hand. He doesn't have an inhaler.
He does have his hand open.
Yeah, he does have his hand open. I don't know. The quiet will come.
You never know what they used to give them.
Did they tell you to go lay down and quiet if you're having an asthma attack?
Yeah, they want you to kind of rest and, like, kind of try to control your breathing as you can. It's almost like it can almost be like a panic attack on top of your
asthma. Because you can't breathe. I can see
that. You're feeling... So they want you to, like, get yourself to relax while the, because the stuff in that inhaler actually like opens your lungs up. You know what I mean? So it actually helps you to be able to breathe even in short breaths. You just need to be able to relax and not freak yourself out.
Well, you later on in the comic, Captain America tells the kids that asthma, people die from asthma to scare them. So that's nice.
Yes.
You know, when I chose this comic, I did not realize that we had someone with asthma that could explain some of this stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually. We're like a science podcast.
I remembered, as I'm reading, oh yeah, Luffy had asthma when he was younger.
Yeah, I spent many nights in the hospital for my asthma.
Really?
Many, many. Yeah. Yeah, my mom had me at a children's hospital, like, all the time. And I remember sitting in the waiting room still, like, I can picture myself sitting in the waiting room watching Arnold and waiting to go back to see the doctor.
What sucks about that is asthma isn't something that stays forever. Like, it goes away. So now you're at the hospital, and doesn't it stop while you're at the hospital?
And the attacks can go away, yeah. It just depends. I think there's, like, different things types that they... You know, what they call asthma is really just, like, something wrong with the way you're breathing. You know what I mean? Okay. Things start to close up. Your lungs aren't opening correctly, you know? So, I mean, I'm guessing that there's other forms that are all still lumped into what they'd call asthma.
Well, I'm going to take a bold stance here and say we at Comics and Us are against asthma.
Yes, okay? We are against asthma.
Yeah, we don't like asthma at all, so.
This is two for two. We're with the comics method.
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
We agree.
Anyway, the kids lament in the fact that he's weak and can't breathe, and he's not like Captain America. And then a nurse brings in another little girl who also has asthma. And apparently, no one told this kid, John, anything about asthma, because this little girl kind of explains everything to him.
Yeah, this little girl.
Yeah, he has it.
She's very helpful.
And has no idea about it.
Right.
Yeah, and so they just go into the facts about asthma. Why he doesn't have an inhaler, I mean, I know why he doesn't have an inhaler, but the reason for his not having an inhaler with him is because he was embarrassed about it. It's kind of stupid.
So what, he just left it home?
He might have left it home, but he does say that he doesn't carry an inhaler with him in class because he doesn't want people to make fun of him for it.
Well, this kid couldn't figure out to just hide it in the bottom of his school bag?
It fits in your pocket.
Yeah.
He has jeans on. Fits in your pocket. No one will see it in your pocket.
Yeah, but no. But when he has the asthma attack in class, he doesn't want to pull it out and do it, which is stupid. You can't breathe.
Isn't it more embarrassing that you can't breathe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny was too embarrassed, so he died today in class.
Yeah, I don't like this kid no more. I thought he was okay, but now he's like, I don't know. Maybe Captain America can talk some sense into him, too.
Anyway, as they're having their lesson on asthma, they hear a scream from the next room, and a monster is spraying the nurse with some purple mist, and it is the asthma monster.
Before we move on, I just want to make sure you know that she mentions that fur or dust feels like in your throat, or, I mean, you can get it, or even weather, and they're all called allergens, because there's a funny pun coming up about allergens, okay?
Oh,
his gun is called the Aller Gun.
Oh, I thought you were throwing oh, no, a joke at us.
Not to my joke. Not to my joke. Okay, my joke's way better than that.
I was way worried there.
He's got the Aller Gun. That's how he's making everybody get asthma.
Are you sure it's not allergen?
Well, it's a gun.
Yeah, but allergen, allergen, gun, gun.
Yeah, but it's two words, allergen.
Yeah, but
then they hyphenate it in the next one, allergens.
Oh, I guess it is hyphenated.
Yeah.
I was just... Well, it's not hyphenated. It's just on the next line.
I know. It is on the next... It's just the way they split the word.
So it's not hyphenated. But it's spelled... Allergens is spelled with an E. So allergen would be G-U-N.
If that's how you want to say allergen, then say allergen that way. I'm going to say allergun because it's a gun.
I'm just saying it's a play on word, the way you're saying it makes it sound stupid. Oh, there goes the hyphenated hour gun at the top, but at the bottom it's not hyphenated, it's just the way the word splits.
It just right allergen splits.
Yeah,
I think maybe we should say allergens, juns, and say, nah, it doesn't work, never mind.
Allergun and allergens.
Anyway, this purple smoke gives people asthma. And so this monster sprays the kid, but it doesn't work. Both kids. He sprays both of them.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work on them because they have already taken their medicine.
Right. Now, the reason that this page gets on my nerves. They can't save the nurse when she's having an asthma attack because you can't use somebody else's medicine.
Right, and it's part of the PSA because...
It is,
but... You're not allowed to take someone else's medicine. But
if someone is dying, don't you give them the medicine that they need, whether it's yours or theirs? It's the same medicine!
That's a slippery slope.
Okay, I don't want to get in trouble for that one, so never mind.
That's a slippery slope. Do not take someone's medicine if they give it to you.
Okay, this is a PSA. Do not take anyone's medicine.
Call the police or the medic and find out what...
If you have an inhaler and someone is having an asthma attack, you let them have an attack and call someone else. Apparently.
Right. Yes.
Apparently.
I like how you went straight to that panel and skipped the panel where the monster actually teleports away.
And he looks like the Toxic Avenger. Does he teleport?
He teleports.
He does look like Toxic Avenger.
So you're more concerned with the medicine, giving people wrong medicine, when monsters are literally teleporting out of the doctor's office.
Yes. It does teleport. It says he disappeared. Well, maybe they should spray him with the medicine.
He has a gun that causes asthma. Of course he can teleport.
That's a stupid bad guy. You know what? I'm glad he's going to get...
We found a monster that Lumpy can take. He's
immune to
the guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a crappy superpower, too. I took my medicine.
Now I'm good.
Anyway, the kids go run after him, and they go to the classroom, and the monster is spraying all their classmates, and he's laughing and chuckling the whole time.
And all the kids are joking.
Well, they didn't take their medicine.
And there's medicine around, but you can't take it because it's somebody else's.
Somebody else's medicine. You never take someone else's medicine.
Anyway, the kids got to get an idea. They're going to go get they're going to go call Captain America, apparently.
Yeah, an 800 number, isn't it?
Yeah. So they
800 hotline number printed on the ad.
Yep, there you go. An 800 hotline number printed on the ad. And they don't get Captain America. They leave a message.
No, and the kid at first...
message. What else can you do?
At first, I thought the kid was, like, excited about it. He goes, swell, a computer answered. But then he says, we reached a darn answer machine.
So, yeah, they realize they can't get a hold of Captain America, so they're going to go outside and try to find a police officer. Probably have done that in the first place.
Well, guess what? They're not helping either. The asthma monster got them, too.
Anyway, the kids go outside, and people outside are choking. Oh, no. And then a yellow van pulls up.
Yeah, and the kid recognizes it.
I guess Captain America drove a yellow van back in the day.
Oh, my God. How is he sneaking up on bad guys in that thing?
I will be honest. In any comic I've ever read with Captain America, I've never seen this yellow van.
Yeah, but let me ask you something, Lump. Probably read the World War II Captain America stuff, right?
Well, and actually, to be honest, I've read a lot more Avengers stuff than anything else. And they do go into a little bit of origin for Captain America, but I've never really read the actual, like...
So there's never been, like, a road trip where they all get into this yellow van, all the Avengers?
Not that I ever seen, no.
Because there's 2 eras of Captain America. There's the 40s comics, where I think they took the origin from, and it's him in World War II. And then he gets frozen in ice, and... This is before... Captain America was before Marvel Comics even existed.
Right.
It was called something else in the 40 Timely Comics or something. I could be wrong about that.
But, no, it could be. That was when it was Stanley's uncle before Stanley was the intern there.
But like in the 60s or 70s, I think, they say Captain America was frozen in ice and they thawed him. And he's in the modern world.
Right.
So he could have gotten a yellow van in the modern comics or something. This could have been his van during the 70s, 80s era.
It's terrible, if it is, so.
It's possible, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really read Marvel Comics, so I don't know.
Like I said, I'm not like, I like Captain America. I'm just not like, he's not my go-to.
Well, in order to see that yellow van, we had to read that era, even if he really did have it. So, apparently none of us have read that era of Captain America.
No. Alright, so Captain America gets out and says, hey, I got your message. I don't know how he, one, how he got the message when he's in his van.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, because later on in the van, he's got a, like a old-timey car phone.
Okay. So, the answering machine is in his van then?
I guess, yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah.
And two, he was that close when they called that he just pulled up as they were running out. He just got called 3 minutes ago.
Maybe he was scouting out the mall. Maybe he went to the food court, see if there was good, you know, good food in the food court for when he went to the mall.
Yeah, but they're at school.
Yeah, that's true. They are at school. Maybe the mall's down the street. They were talking about going.
Maybe, I guess. Anyway, so Captain America is bear hugging a child for some reason.
The kid's got asthma. And then that's when the little girl says, people die from asthma. Thanks a lot, girl. Now get out of here.
I just looked through some of the Captain America stuff. And he actually had a spaceship, like a DeLorean-looking thing. I didn't see no yellow van. I don't know. I just scrolled through a couple real quick just so I could see, but didn't see nothing.
Anyway, the kids explain to Captain America they have taken their medicine. That's why the monster doesn't work. And then Captain America mentions that it's odd that normally people aren't not everyone is susceptible to asthma, that this is working. So he tells the kids to come with them so he can call the National Guard. So they get in Captain America's yellowed panel van, and he calls the, the National Guard.
Yeah.
And then they hop on a motorcycle, and I don't know why he's bringing these two kids with him.
Because they're witnesses.
Okay.
They say, is anyone with you? And he says, where does he say it? He says, yes, there's two witnesses with me.
Yes, I get that. But why is he bringing the kids to chase down the monster attacking people?
Because I am not alone.
Immune.
I have a couple of witnesses here who are eager to help me. They're eager, that's why. Yeah. They seem very eager.
But one, they're kids, what are they going to do? And two, he's Captain America, he doesn't need help.
Well, but they can help the other people while he's fighting the bad guy.
This PSA should be about endangering the life of a child, is what it should be about, so...
Well, yeah, because he's going so fast that the kid's having an asthma attack on the back of the freaking motorcycle.
They both start having an asthma attack.
So, this is where we get another canonical thing, that Captain America had asthma when he was little, too.
Yeah.
These PSAs are revealing a lot about childhood stuff.
Well, Captain America was a skinny little guy,
so
wasn't he?
He did have asthma.
Yeah, he did have asthma, because he's the one that tells the kid what he did in order to calm down and stuff like that.
But the only way
that
they can get rid of it is by taking the super soldier serum.
Yes.
So, too bad for you kids.
I don't think in the original origin he was a scrawny kid. I think that was a movie thing, Uncle Chris.
Well, they show it
in this. I was just going to say,
in the movie, they
do play up his asthma a little bit in the beginning, so...
In the origin story for this comic, he's a scrawny, blonde-haired guy.
Yes.
In the very beginning of this.
I guess he is a little scrawny.
Yeah.
He actually looks like he's, like, dying of hunger or something.
Yeah, he looks like maybe he hasn't eaten in a long time.
Yeah. Alright, well, I don't know. I lost my page, so I have to scroll back down.
He throws all the kids on the motorcycle for some reason, and then gives them all asthma attacks. That's where we're at.
And so, I know they're going to the doctor's office. I don't know why, though.
Because I'm not sure why they're exactly going, but Captain America says on the phone that he thinks that the asthma medicine will help everybody, but he's not a doctor. So send doctors so that they can be sure, because he could be wrong.
Oh, so he's going to the doctor to see about medicine.
That's the whole point in why I was saying you don't use somebody else's medicine.
They're going to get medicine.
You can't be sure if that's exactly what they need. The
he's not a doctor.
Has to tell them.
Yeah.
Right.
And maybe, so I guess they're going to get the medicine. But anyway, they get to the doctor's office, and the asthma monster's already there. And he wants the antidote for, like it's some kind of mystical poison or something. It's just asthma medication.
And is he going to go around and get it all? Was that his plan? He was going to get it from everywhere and not have anybody have any antidote?
Apparently. But Captain America shows up, and then he punches the asthma monster, and they get into a bit of a fight, and the asthma monster sprays him in the face with the asthma gun, and...
And TJ has asthma.
And they crash through a table, and the kids say, we're going to help. So they go and dig through a medicine cabinet, and...
Uh-huh. Is that somebody else's medicine?
That's the doctor's office's medicine.
Yeah, that's nobody's medicine. I guess it's okay if you steal from a doctor's office.
Well, my thing, Dad.
They're not taking it and giving it to anybody. They're just spraying it to diffuse the stuff that the monster is spraying out.
Also, we haven't mentioned this yet, but besides his backpack, the monster's naked. This is a naked asthma monster.
Well, spoilers. Yes. Spoilers, that's just an outfit.
I didn't get to the end. I didn't know.
Yeah, it's not a real monster. It's a person in a costume.
So then why does the asthma medicine work on him?
Why does it work on him?
Yeah, he's just a regular guy in a costume. They're spraying him with inhalers and it stops him.
Because he can't see.
Yeah, miss covering my helmet's eye shields. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, it's because he can't see. But my question is, they're in a doctor's office. Wouldn't he have that cabinet locked? There's all kinds of medicines in there. And do doctors keep medicine cabinets in their offices? Wouldn't it be like in a nurse's station or in a different room?
Well, nowadays you actually would have to go to like the pharmacy. And sometimes they have like a small pharmacy on site. But yeah, you wouldn't be able to get one in the doctor's office now.
But back then... The doctors always have, like, samples sitting around, though. They even try this, try that.
That's true.
Yeah. That's fair. But this isn't 1940 or 60. This is 1987.
I know. I keep making that mistake that because we're so used to the Batmans in the 40s. I keep thinking, well, it's 1940. It's different. But it's not.
I don't know. It was different in the 80s.
Yeah, but not as different as we're used to from doing the Batman comics.
Not right. It isn't the same as the 40s and 50s, but it definitely isn't the same as now. You can't get anything now. You barely get samples at the doctor now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess. Anyway, they spray the asthma monster in the face with inhalers, and then Captain America smacks him in the head with shield. And then the kid gives the doctor an inhaler, and another kid gives Captain America an inhaler. And they're not prescribed those medicines, so...
No.
But they're in a doctor's care now, so it's okay.
Oh.
Okay.
You skipped the Scooby-Doo ending. It's ruined by a couple of kids.
Oh, well, whatever. The asthma monster takes off his helmets and reveals he is some guy.
Yeah, some guy.
The guy.
Who had asthma at one time.
Yeah. He had asthma, and he hated it so much that he's going to make everybody else have asthma. Yeah,
well, he even says, I didn't want to get rid of my asthma. I wanted to make everybody else have asthma.
Yeah, he's kind of a jerk.
Yeah, he's a jerk. I hope he goes to jail.
So Captain America punches him in the face.
Yeah,
punches him again. And knocks him out. And
forces him to take medicine.
And Captain America punches him in the face, not because he's attacking Captain America. He's in the middle of coughing when Captain America sneak punches him in the face.
Yep. So Captain America ties him up and then forces him to take an inhaler, and then this is where he explains his evil plan.
Yeah.
He planned to fix it so nobody in the world could breathe, only me, inside his suit, because he's a brilliant scientist, too, who created a suit, where a sealed suit that he can live.
Oh, so the suit kills his asthma?
Yeah, it's like, it's a clean room, essentially, the suit.
Oh.
So no allergens can get in and cause him this choke and, you know, the things that cause asthma.
He sucks.
So later, the cops show up as the kids talk, and, you know, he says, hey, stuff we learned from Captain America helped. He even helped us be heroes. And Captain America is like, yeah, sure, okay, bye.
Yeah, well, then the guy says, you can't escape me, I'll be back. And Captain America and the two kids say, and we'll be ready for you.
And with their inhalers.
And their dog, too. And that ends Captain America meets the Asthma Monster. But the last page has a crossword puzzle for you to do if you want to do it.
That is not a crossword puzzle. That is a word find.
Whatever. Same difference.
Oh, we made it all the way here without the cat.
Yeah.
Really? You didn't hear them scratching at everything the whole time?
Nope. No. We just hear them now.
All right, so
that's because one's stuck on top of the fence.
Hold on, before you go, we got to read with what Captain America is saying about the word find.
Okay.
He says, hello, kids. In the puzzle below, there are 28 words relating to asthma. See if you can find and circle each word. Most can be found in the comic. When you find a word that you don't understand, ask your parents or doctor what it means. Remember, with the help of your parents and doctor, you can understand asthma and learn how to control it. Because apparently kids don't ask anything and they don't know anything because that kid knew nothing.
Yeah, he knew nothing at all. So, they the characters, I looked this one up like we do with our original podcast, and it says supporting characters John Wilson and Ruth Johnson, right? And you can click them. And apparently John Wilson also appears on Earth 616, and so does Ruth Johnson. She appears on Earth 616 too.
Well,
Or is this Earth 616 that we're in?
This is Earth 616 that we're in. I think 616 is the actual main Marvel continuity.
Okay.
And that's what they are.
But they do say that there's two appearances for each of them, so I guess they return for the...
I guess they return in the sequel, yeah.
Okay. And then we get the Asthma Monster, the Doctor, the Nurse. You don't need to know all their names. John's classmates. It says a scientist and a Gestapo saboteur, which is mentioned.
Yep. All right. I mean, it was a PSA. What did you expect?
Yeah, guess what? It didn't give me bad feelings like the Spider-Man one, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah, and I mean, it was a little bit, you know, strange and kiddie, but it wasn't the worst comic I ever read.
No, and it teaches kids about asthma. It was okay.
You guys like this one better than the last one?
It didn't give me, like, weird feelings that where I wanted to shut it off and run away from.
I would be okay to talk about this one again, if that's what you're asking.
I'm just saying, you two were very against doing the last one.
The last one wasn't good, and it was a really bad topic.
All right. Is that it, then?
That's it. You want to hear my Captain America joke?
Not really, but go ahead.
What do you get when you cross Captain America with the Incredible Hulk?
What?
A star-spangled banner. Come on, I like that one. You want another one? You want another one? Why did Captain America wait so long to carry Thor's hammer? Because he didn't want to steal his thunder. Come on. Anything else? I don't know. That's it. That's all I got.
You want to get any more Captain America jokes in there?
I gotta save some.
You never know when we're going to come back to them.
No, we're good. I'll see you later.
All right. Are we done?
I'm done.
We're done.
All right. Bye. TJ here from Comics and Us, just here to plug the social media. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is @EveryTNUs because someone took everything and us, but the name of the Twitter page is Everything and Us Podcast, and then the handle is @EveryTNUs. You can also check us out on Instagram, which is also Everything and Us. These all encapsulate all the podcasts that I do, but you're going to find all your updates for Comics and Us, Anime and Us, so forth and so forth. You can also contact us right now at everythinginuspodcasts@gmail.com. Still working on the website. And until then, that's where you can get a hold of us. That's all. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.